And now this is a dictation. For Michael Moore, M-O-O-R-E, June 1661. Address as a letter to Dr. Joshua, J-O-S-H-U-A, 837-9307. Dear Dr. Joshua, follow up Mr. Moore, chronic kidney disease. He has hypertrophic cardiomyopathy with paroxysmal atrial fibrillation. Last visit in March, he underwent ablation procedure, University of Michigan, some bleeding on the groin access area. Procedure started on the left femoral, finished on the right. Did not require blood transfusion, but he stayed there for 5 days, no infection. He's trying to do low sodium, has lost some weight, no vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding, or urinary problems, presently no edema claudication, presently no chest pain palpitation, dyspnea, orthopnea, PND, heart device on the left side, review system negative, medication list review, presently off the aspirin. They are transitioning him from Emiodarone to Drondarone, D-R-O-N-E-D-A-R-O-N-E, Multac, M-U-L-T-A-Q, with 5 weeks without medications to allow the passage to wear off. Occasionally takes Lasix, probably no more than once every 6 weeks, tolerating Farxiga, magnesium replacement, cholesterol triglyceride treatment, beta blocker. Next paragraph, present blood pressure, 110/72 by nurse. Lungs are clear. Device, regular rhythm. Obesity of the abdomen, no tenderness, no major edema, non-focal. Next paragraph, chemistry, September. Creatinine 1.79, stable over time with a GFR 42, a stage 3B. Labs review. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD, a stage 3B. Stable, no progression, no symptoms, no dialysis. Has not required EPO treatment. He runs upper potassium, but improved. Normal acid base, no need for bicarbonate replacement, no need to change diet for nutrition calcium, no need for phosphorus binders. Remains on beta blockers, tolerating Farxiga, plans for alternative antiarrhythmics Multac. Successful ablation, come back in 6 months.